Yeah. this year two hargoshes with our about dinyan of the Suda and so on. In other words, the Suda is very meaningful to us in a lot of ways, and two aspects of what makes it so meaningful. The first one is Maisa. I think it's Reb Chaim. I'm pretty sure it's Reb Chaim Sanza. He came down. He came in this Beis Medrash Shavuos morning after davening, and they sat down for the Suda. And he said, Baruch Hashem, he says, we said Halal and Musaf and Kriyas HaTorah and learning and this and that. Baruch Hashem, he says, I think we will Mekayim Chatzil Lachem B'Yidurei. And now we're going to sit down and eat Chatzil Hashem. There's a lot of time that Maisa. In other words, a Ruchnistic experience is can be a lechem in a certain sense. A person feels very elevated and very inspired. I mean, there's the chatzil lechem in it. And he said the ability to sit and to make a suda in the chatzil Hashem is a chachma to it. And I'm pretty sure it was a Chaim Sanza that Maisa was with. And I was very, very taken by the Maisa. In other words, the high of Yom Kippur is there. The high of the yeshiva years, for as long as a person is zoicha, that will be it. But the sense that the day-to-day life can have a finer touch to it, the sense that a person can sit and the Suda has some sort of tone to it other than mundane. It's not cold cuts and business talk, but there's a Suda to it. There's a Suda Shabbos and Suda Siyantiv and so on and so forth. That's a very, very... That's something that if a person doesn't take away from yeshiva, basically most of his life is going to be empty. So yeah, he remembers when he sat to learn. But he can't translate that to a Suda. His kids see the Suda way before they ever see anything else. The bias sees a tzur of a suda. The ability to have a suda where nobody, as much as the fact that everyone here has fasted all day long and it's been a long day, nobody has lohut to know if the potatoes are this, that, the other thing. There's a suda, but the sitting together, being together. So that's one nekuda of it. Learning how to do the chatzil Hashem in that chelik. Yom tovim etz Hashem, abayim aleinu l'tova. When you'll have homes and when yourself, to be able to have a yontif where you're able to have the different nekudas, that's one very, very special chelik of Torah that it's unfortunate yeshivas are off on yontif. In Voloshin, the Pesach Seder was something to look forward to. It was by the Rosh Yeshivas. Today we don't have a yeshiva for yontif. So basically you don't even go by without ever seeing another tzurifit, and this is an extraordinary time to have it. There's a second angle, and it's on the Al Ishur. I'm going to read it. It's two paragraphs. We do it in the course of the year, but I'd like to read it. It's the fourth parak. In his very first section, when he speaks about the fundamentals of yeshiva. So he speaks about learning, speaks about davening, gives a short hesma on davening, and certainly mudin are very important. The next one he speaks about is social life. He says, to be between friends, to be together with friends that are striving for something in common, that one experience lit them up, that people help each other on a day-to-day basis, and that they're for each other in moments of weakness and difficulty, that is an aspiration of every single person, and especially young people. Deep in his heart, someone who comes to yeshiva is also waiting for such a social experience, even though his main goal is to sit and to learn. L'churi says to learn is all you need to have is a good chavrusa, and that's it in the Gemara. But he says a yeshiva is not a place just to acquire knowledge. It's a place of learning how to live within Torah. A yeshiva teaches a person how to live just as much as it teaches a person how to learn. And in life, in a Torah life, friendship takes up a very important part. And then he goes on and speaks Chazal and so on. I'd like to speak about it because it talks to me very strongly. Kemat, everyone here is here, not poshut. No one here came off the conveyor belt. Even if they start on the conveyor belt, somewhere along the line they did throw it back on. That's not where they come from. Every person here, it was a struggle of some sort. It was a decision. It was a meaningful moment when you decided. It's very hard to go it alone. A person who does things alone, even as noble as it is, but derech klal is not balanced. A person's natural Avraham Avinu's godless was that he was a yachid because it's impossible to be a yachid. Forget about being put into kivshon ha'esh or being going through nisyonos. Just a normal person is hardwired not to be weird. And to be the only frum person, to be the only ben Torah, to be the only shoef for ruchnius in a society is an insane that goes against the grain of a person. And every person comes, he hopes to find a chabur of like-minded people. One of the things I remember in later years, forget about the early years when it was a struggle, and the fact that I had chaverim and a chevre, actually, we got together, we sang late at night, and we're in a dock building, and it was very kind of, had a lot of flavor to it. It was a dark basement in the Lower East Side, and let your imagination run wild. With candles, it was, and just rats scampering around for the company. But it was very, very meaningful. We were all struggling and fighting to become the Torah against the tide. But even later years, I would, in Eretz Yisrael, when Rav Hutner would come and say Mamorim, and then later, Brother Chaim Rabbeinuson, I would sometimes look around at the Olam and say, you know, besides the Mamorim that they were very, very attractive, but sitting with a group of people, you know, nobody learned in the yeshiva there. Now, to Yisrael, they weren't learning in Pachad Yitzchak. It was an Olam of very chashev people came from other places. But the sense of it that there's a society of people interested in something more was a very warm feeling. Two or three years ago, on one of my trips to Israel, I went on a Friday lunchtime, I guess afternoon lunchtime, here at Tzvi Maya. Tzvi Maya is a chassidish type of mashpia, Adam Chashev Admoed, an upcoming very big person. But I mean, it's Friday afternoon, like 12 o'clock till 1:30. It's not a long Friday. And he calls it. He doesn't fear himself a bistva and a tish. It's called a chevra. Chevra's kills. Yeah, everything is called. But I went to hear him, and again the dvarim on the floor admoit. But I looked around, and I saw quite a few people my age sitting there, regulars. And I said, you know, there's a group of people looking for some meaning. This is an Eretz Yisrael. Everybody's in koil, but there's an added knach to it. You know, the fact that people can find, I sometimes see, you know, I'll see a bacha walking with another bacha and they're talking in earnest. There's something that they're discussing and talking. It's as powerfully meaningful as the other things they'll do, you know, betoyev and so on. There's nothing, the friendship and the avas, dibuk chaverim, on all aspects of life is something very, very... It's a shleimus. It's another chelik of a person, and certainly the yeshiva here. It's something that means a lot to all of us. It's something very much part of the essence and philosophy of the yeshiva. The occasion most when people are standing and davening, even though it has a shem to live with tzibur, but derech klal everyone is wrapped up in himself. He's only midlifnei Hashem. And there is a sense of it's beautiful when you have a pack of smedos like we had, and everybody's davening b'kol, everybody's davening. But the choloifin, the kivun is, the direction is yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. You're not socializing. The fact that we can sit together and there's a sense of chabura and chavraya is a very, very, it's a whole piece that's missing. And in places that you don't have that, it's missing something. In a place, if a yeshiva can get over a sense of chavraya, it's either or. It's either learning or battling. But there's something else also. L'tegas adam levada is not only your wife. It's a tzibur, it's chaverim, it's dibuk chaverim. There's another angle, there's another facet of a personality that wants to be, like Rav Volber describes, people that are aiming for the same goal, people that have she'ifas that are similar, and people that experience together, live through together different life experiences. And a suda is, and a suda b'kodesh, is an extraordinary experience, an extraordinary chance to have that experience. And that's why both things, I guess, both things are mishtalev together, both things combine. The sense of, a personal sense of being able to approach things in the world that are mundane with a sense of kedusha, to have a suda that's a suda, but there's a very palpable chatzi l'Hashem in the suda. A person walks away, what he likes about the experience is not the potatoes, but the sense that there was a suda with an enriching suda, and the sense of chavraya, that there are other people going through the same thing, having similar struggles, similar dreams, and feeling bonded with people who have that same hashkafa and hashpa and teichet. And that's why this is the right junction for it to have that. And in a certain sense, it complements the whole day in a very, very extraordinary way. So I can be basic of it. You want to play something? Or what? Any requests? Whatever. Huh? There was a new coin
for? No, you want to turn on the energy?
Which one?
I think so.
What? Come
in.
Thank you. Ah, really?
Comes in this.
I said.